Former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is testifying today about the friendly fire death of Pat Tillman. Pat Tillman, of course, was the pro football star turned Army Ranger who was killed in Afghanistan 3 years ago. He was lauded as a hero, and the Army told his family that he died in a gun battle with enemy fighters. Then, within days, it became clear that he had been killed by friendly fire. Now a congressional committee is asking Donald Rumsfeld and other senior military leaders what the Pentagon knew about the circumstances of Pat Tillman's death. Joining us now is NPR's Pentagon correspondent, Tom Bowman. And Tom, let's start with a short clip of tape of Donald Rumsfeld, this from his opening statement.
The Tillmans were owed the truth, delivered in a forthright and timely manner, and certainly the truth was owed to the memory of the man whose valor, dedication, and sacrifice to his country remains an example for all.
What did former Secretary Rumsfeld say about the Army's response to Pat Tillman's death?
Well, he said that it clearly wasn't good enough, that they should have been notified immediately of any change in the status of his death, that he was killed by a friendly fire. And then, of course, he mentioned that the Army did an investigation into this, many investigations, actually, and disciplined some officers who didn't do what they were supposed to do.
And why didn't General Myers, Richard Myers, former head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, alert people to what he knew?
Well, I think that's a very interesting question. Myers told the Congressional Committee today that he was aware that it was highly possible Tillman was killed by friendly fire at the end of April. And that was about a month before the family and the public learned the truth. Myers said that it was basically up to the Army to tell the family about the possibility of friendly fire. It wasn't his responsibility. But clearly, he and others in the Pentagon knew the truth and didn't say anything.
And today's hearing comes one day after the Army did censor a retired three-star general for a failure of leadership in the aftermath of Pat Tillman's death. Is this the end of it, or are others likely to be held accountable?
I think this is likely the end of it. There was one active duty three-star general, Lieutenant General Stan McChrystal, that was criticized in a Pentagon Inspector General's report. But he escaped punishment over this, and I don't think you'll see anybody else punished over this.
Well, is today's testimony then likely to satisfy congressional investigators? And I guess more importantly, the Tillman family, who that family has been very upset from the very beginning about how this has been handled.
Right, and rightly so. And I don't think they'll be very happy with today's testimony. And again, what General Myers is saying, that he knew about it a month before the Tillman family did, raises even more questions about why he didn't do more and others didn't do more than notify the family.
Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman, former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, and other former top military officials are testifying today before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee about the death of Pat Tillman. The committee is investigating the Pentagon's response to Army Ranger Tillman's death. He was killed by friendly fire in Afghanistan in 2004.